You know, when you think about welding, your mind probably goes straight to the sparks.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. You picture the intense blinding light, that heavy protective mask, and two massive pieces of steel just being melted together to build skyscraper or, maybe the hull of a cargo ship.
Yeah, the macro scale stuff.
Exactly. But what if the real action, the crucial stuff that actually determines if that bridge holds up under the weight of rush hour traffic, what if that isn't happening at the macro scale at all?
Well, the truth is, it's not.
Right. It's happening at the atomic level in this microscopic race against the clock. So today we're taking a deep dive into some incredibly intricate research by J.R. Yang and HKDH Bhadeshia.
Yeah, the paper's titled Re-austenitization in Steel Well Deposits Part 2.
And our mission for this deep dive is to really uncover how steel literally shapeshifts under the intense heat of laser, electron beam, and arc welds.
Because welding isn't just about melting metal to act as a glue.
No, not at all. It triggers this profound structural identity crisis within the steel itself, where the starting conditions completely dictate the entire timeline of the reaction.
It's a fascinating identity crisis to observe, really.
Yeah.
I mean, when a welding torch hits steel, you get a transient temperature rise that is violently fast.
Violently fast.
Yeah, and to predict the ultimate strength and, the specific microstructure of the weld's heat-affected zone, we have to understand the kinetics of re-austenitization,
Okay, let
which is, in simpler terms, measuring the exact speed at which the steel transforms into a completely different microscopic phase when it's heated.
the austenite phase, right?
Exactly, austenite. And if we fail to predict that speed, we simply cannot predict whether the weld will hold.
Okay, let's unpack this kinetics of re-austenitization thing because I want to make sure we're grounded before we get into the weeds here.
Sure, yeah.
Think of heating steel, kind of like baking a really complex cake.
Oh, I like that.
If you're following a recipe, the chemical ingredients might be exactly the same. But if you start the recipe with chilled butter straight from the fridge versus butter that's been sitting at room temperature,
Right, the starting state.
yeah, the speed at which that cake bakes, the way the molecules bind together, and obviously the final texture, they're going to be entirely different.
Absolutely different.
The starting state of your ingredients completely dictates the journey, even if the end goal is the exact same cake.
That analogy translates perfectly to metallurgy, actually. And to understand how this metallic cake bakes, we first have to step away from the absolute chaos of a live welding torch.
Because it's too fast.
Way too fast. A real weld on a construction site is just far too fast and messy to measure accurately. So Yang and Padacia started by looking at controlled, steady temperatures.
The isothermal stuff.
Right. The paper calls this isothermal re-austenitization. They basically forced the metal to transform at a fixed, unwavering temperature to set a baseline.
So they needed to establish a very precise starting line before they could, understand the real world sprint.
Exactly.
And the study specifically examines two different starting microstructures of steel. We have acicular ferrite mixed with austenite, and we have bainite mixed with austenite.
Which have the same basic chemical ingredients.
Right, but they're arranged completely differently at the microscopic level, like our chilled versus room temperature butter.
Yeah.
But I want to give you, the listener, a mental image of this. Acicular ferrite looks chaotic. It's an interlocking mess of microscopic, needle-like plates pointing in every direction.
Almost like a pile of pine needles.
Exactly, pine needles. Bainite, on the other hand, is much more organized. It forms in these parallel plates or sheaves stacked together like a deck of cards.
And those structural differences are the entire key to the mystery here. But before they could race these two structures against each other, the researchers had to ensure the experiment was completely free of outside variables.
So they put them through a pretty rigorous prep process, right?
Very rigorous, highly controlled. The samples were austenitized, meaning they were heated to extreme temperatures to just, wipe the structural slate clean.
To give them a fresh start.
Right. For the acicular ferrite samples, that meant 1200 degrees Celsius for 30 minutes. The bainite samples were treated at 950 degrees Celsius, also for 30 minutes.
Which is essentially a massive thermal reset button.
It is, yeah, a complete reset. After that, both sets of steel were cooled down to 460 degrees Celsius and held there for 30 minutes.
And that was just to let them stabilize.
Stabilize and form those specific pine needle or stacked plate structures you just described. Once that baseline was locked in, the researchers hit them with a shock to the system.
The up quenching.
Exactly. they rapidly upquench the steel to very specific testing temperatures, between 680 degrees and 720 degrees Celsius.
And what were they looking for exactly?
They were looking for the exact millisecond. The steel began its transformation back into the austenite phase at those steady heats.
And the results they got are genuinely surprising, because if you look at the final amount of transformation, the absolute finish line, it's the exact same for both starting structures.
Give them enough time and they both get there.
Right. Both the chaotic needles and the organized plates reach the exact same destination. But the speed of the journey is wildly different depending on where they started.
The data lays it out starkly. Let's look at the lower end of their testing spectrum. 680 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
For the steel that started as the organized stacked plate bainite, the researchers detected the beginning of the phase transformation in only 30 seconds.
Just 30 seconds.
Yeah. But for the acicular ferrite structure, the chaotic pine needles, it took a sluggish 250 seconds just to register a detectable change.
Wow. So what does this all mean? I mean, if both metals end up looking exactly the same at the finish line, why does the bainite sprint out of the starting gate nearly 8 times faster at 680 degrees?
That's a great question.
What is the hidden mechanism here? Because it gets even weirder, right? As the researchers turn the heat up in subsequent tests, maxing out at 720 degrees Celsius, that huge time gap essentially vanishes.
It completely collapses.
Yeah. At 720 degrees, the bainite takes 3 seconds and the acicular ferrite takes 5 seconds. They go from an 8-fold difference to being suddenly neck and neck.
Yeah, it's wild. And to solve that, we have to move away from simply timing the race and dig into the mathematical and geometric rules governing the metal at an atomic level.
The microscopic architecture.
Exactly. The researchers utilized something called a one-dimensional parabolic growth model